Chet HaMeraglim happened on Tisha B'Av. We normally think about Chet HaMeraglim causing the death of the whole that whole generation in the Midbar. Rav Nematzel has a zicha here that he also focuses on. Aside from that generation dying out, there was another angle, which is the generation that went into Am Yisrael and conquered Eretz Yisrael was on a different level, a lower level, because of Chet HaMeraglim. So it had a double impact. It impacted, obviously, the ones that died out, but it also impacted on the way Am Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. When it did enter Eretz Yisrael, the next generation. Here's what he says. Am Yisrael was counted in Parshas Pinchas. Oh. Now, who counted them? Moshe and Elazar HaKohen. Now, the earlier counting in Bamidbar was Moshe and Aaron. Now, Elazar was a great tzaddik, but he wasn't the same as Aaron. Now, one of the purposes of the counting was to bring more Kedusha on Am Yisrael. There's a striking Ramban, Bamidbar Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Hei. The Ramban says that all the people would walk, when Moshe would count the people with Aaron, then Zocha Lehashpah Shal Kedusha Ubracha Meitam, they'd get a Hashpah of Kedusha. Being counted by Moshe and Aaron affected all the people. Oh, so now Am Yisrael, therefore, the Dor HaMidbar had that greater Hashvas Hashchina, and the door that went into Eretz Yisrael had a little bit of less of Hashvas Hashchina. Rav Nevinsol says that's the pshat. That's at least part of the pshat. The Chazal tell us that without Chet HaMeraglim, Am Yisrael would have won the battles in Eretz Yisrael without Klei Neshek, without having to fight at all. Rashi in Dvarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches writes, "Ulei Chet HaMeraglim, wahayu zuchim Yisrael Klei Neshek, kidelichos Eretz Yisrael." You'd have the Aron leading Am Yisrael, and then that was it. Then the Goyim would run away. Just like Hashem was Mapio, Hashem took down the Chomas Yericho, the walls of Yericho. That's what would have happened. Oh, but because of Chet HaMeraglim, we lost that Darga, we lost that level. That's the, and part of the Pshat is that the Bnei Yisrael didn't have the same Ashuras Hashchina. This is a very deep idea. That the fact that the counting was done by Elazar versus Aron reflected a little bit of a lack of Ashuras Hashchina, and that Ashuras Hashchina is what's also reflected in the idea that we had to fight in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to all Neis Nigla al Yidei the Aron. Next, Chet HaMeraglim also caused Moshe not to be there. If not for Chet HaMeraglim, maybe Reba wouldn't have happened. Would have been in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Reba happened after the story of Chet HaMeraglim. So Am Yisrael lost that. They lost Moshe being their leader. Now, Yeshua was a great leader as well, but he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Nevinsol writes, "Gam Moshe lo yikanes Eretz Yisrael because of Chet HaMeraglim." Rav Nevinsol here discusses the comparison between Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe, Chazal say, was like the sun, and Yeshua was like the moon. Yeshua reflected the greatness off from Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh. So that's another loss that Am Yisrael had, that the generation that went into Eretz Yisrael was missing this as well. But Rav Nevinsol has a tangent here, a beautiful idea. The Torah describes Moshe beginning to transfer the authority to Yehoshua in Parshas Pinchas, right as an introduction, right before all the Korbanos of the Yom Tovim, of the Moadim, Shabbos and the Moadim. So the Mefarshim discuss this point. What's the connection between Moshe giving over the leadership to Yehoshua and the Korbanos of Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Nevinsol offers his own angle. It's a very deep shot. Rav Nevinsol says it's a remez to the idea of the Chama and the Levana, that the sun, in a sense, is more perfect than the moon. We know that the sun and the moon were originally created the same size. The moon complained, and then Hashem said, "Okay, you're complaining, you can't have two the same size, I'll make you smaller." So there was a chait associated with the Levana, with the moon, the chait of Gaiva. So Nevin Sol writes, it's interesting. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a carbon chatas. A carbon sibur, that's a chatas. Part of the musaf is a chatas. On Yom Tov, every Yom Tov, part of the carbon sibur is a chatas. When do we have the classic carbonos sibur with no chatas? On Shabbos, there's no chatas. And the normal carbon ola, the carbon tamid every day, it's not a chatas, it's a regular ola. So the daily carbon sibur doesn't include a chatas, and the Shabbos carbon sibur doesn't include a chatas, but Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov includes chatas. Why? Rav Nevin Sol says, because Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tovim are based on the moon. Rosh Chodesh is based on when you see the new moon. And all the Yom Tovim are based on when Rosh Chodesh is. So it's a very deep remez that every Rosh Chodesh, every Yom Tov, we're reminded of the moon, the gaiva of the moon. You have to have more anava. And that's the carbon chatas. Oh, b'levana yesh chisaron, hamarames al achet. And but, Shabbos is based on the sun. Sunrise, sunset, 7 days, and you have Shabbos. The carbon tamid, based on the sun. Sunrise and sunset, morning and afternoon. Beautiful. So the carbonos sibur that are based solely on the sun, they are quote unquote perfect, no carbon chatas, and therefore, and there's no carbon chatas, but the carbonos sibur that are placed on the moon, they have a carbon chatas. So Nevin Sol thinks that's a deep remez, and there's another remez that Moshe and Yoshua are mentioned right before their carbonos, because Moshe is like the sun, and Yeshua is like the moon, as Chazal say. Taka, it's a message for us that every Yom Tov, every Rosh Chodesh, we should be working on our Anava and avoiding Gaiva, avoiding the mistake that the moon made. That's a Nevin Sol Sicha, what we lost out, Bizman Chet Timurad. Okay, that's part of Nevin Sol Sicha on another angle of the terrible results of Chet Timurad. It not only affected the Jews that did go into Eretz Yisrael, but it also affected the generation that did go in as well. It affected the generation that did go in,